Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here breaking in with a live report. I'll also be on for a little bit longer at the end of the radio show today. Obviously, everyone is reeling right now, and I've been reading the preliminary reports coming out, even from a lot of mainstream media, and especially foreign press. All of this Obama worship is falling flat on its face. They made him the first U.S. president to be the sitting head of the U.N. Security Council, which holds all of the power in the United Nations, the world government set up by the Anglo-American establishment, publicly to establish world government. That's why the International Olympic Committee, even though it has a lot of globalists on it, didn't give it to Obama, because the whole world is sick and tired of them selling him as the savior, the second coming of Jesus, to this planet. So that's certainly blew up in their face. Now they've given him not just the Nobel Prize, but a Nobel Peace Prize when he has expanded the war in Afghanistan, continued the war in Iraq, gone back on his promises there, and, of course, he's engaged in all sorts of police state activities worldwide and delivered the biggest defense budget in U.S. history, over $1 trillion, and that's before special supplemental funding for the war efforts, the actual combat. So this guy is a complete fraud. And look, the Nobel Prize, early on, of course, Nobel, who invented dynamite, it saved tens of thousands of miners. These explosives were very, very dangerous. They still are, obviously, but a lot less with dynamite compared to the more primitive systems they had. And the Nobel Prize has been given to some good people. But now, in the last 20 years or so, it's a complete fraud, a complete joke. They gave Al Gore one for his global warming garbage and his call for a world tax. They've now given one to this lawyer, a slick, good-looking lawyer who can read off a teleprompter, who lies about everything. They've given it to a lawyer who was in the U.S. Senate for 4 years. And it just totally cheapens it, and it's a joke. But remember that the Watson gentleman who discovered the double helix in DNA, he won an award from these guys, and he's the guy that says black people are not human beings, and had to step down from the Cold Springs Harbor IBM eugenics death lab at Cold Springs Harbor. So that's just a bunch of elitist scum giving themselves an award, trying to prop Obama up, trying to sell him as the savior. It turns out they made this decision when he'd only been in office 2 weeks. So they were setting him up to be our world government savior, to bring the United States into world government, to bring the rest of the planet into world government. 2 weeks ago, as you know, they handed the United Nations over to, they handed the internet system to ICANN completely, the private corporation that says that the United Nations will be in control of it. So they're moving into internet too, to shut down free speech there and bring the internet under international law and the end of free speech. They're getting the FCC ready to regulate and control the web. You notice the G20 is now announcing that they're getting rid of the dollar, preparing to phase it out. Notice everything is happening right now. And this is only the beginning of going down the slide. But we're now going down the slide, and we'll only accelerate into total tyranny and world government. Meanwhile, Paul Watson is doing a detailed report about this huge, vicious hit piece that is in the New Republic, which is the official mouthpiece of the establishment eugenics left, viciously attacking me, twisting everything I've said, and declaring that I'm a dangerous enemy to the elite. So that dovetails with the fact that I'm on the White House enemies list nicely. We're suddenly seeing that confirmed, that is indeed accurate, by all these other big establishment organs coming out and attacking me. So we're definitely drawing blood on the New World Order. We're definitely targeting the real elite, bypassing their puppet front men, and they are not happy. So let's continue to expose the bankers and the true planetary government, bringing in total tyranny. We'll be right back with more analysis. Please stay with us.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I was just listening to the ad that ran. It's a local, so a lot of stations probably didn't hear it, but it's the eFoods Direct ad that I cut a year and a half ago. And I said, will you have storable foods or will you be forced to go to the inoculation centers? Now, how did I make an ad a year and a half ago saying they would be trying to forcibly inoculate you with inoculation centers now being announced, now as they ease it out there? Because we got the secret FEMA training manuals 3 years ago, a year and a half before it was declassified, of the tens of thousands of clergy being secretly hired by FEMA, and the training manual said, tell them it's of God to turn your guns in. It's of God to go to the FEMA camp and be inoculated, to submit. It's of God to do all of this. And so we then knew that was one of their main battle plans. Then in January, we saw them telling local police, get ready for martial law, the flu's coming. That's why we knew when January rolled into April and then it came out, we knew it was level 6 3 months before it became mainstream news. And we've warned so many people about what's happening that it's going to be hard for the globalists to carry this out. We're going to go to Dr. Stan Monteith in one moment, but finishing up with Luca and Bridget from Mojave County Minutemen and Mojave County Oath Keepers. Final comments from both of you.
Alex, I want to say one thing. We need to be proactive, as you know, as you say. Information is the first weapon, and then we need also start to make this information active in the community. Otherwise, if we keep it for ourselves, it's not the only thing. One important thing we're doing this Saturday and Sunday, and this is part of the knowledge we must know. We have apple seed coming in Kingman. It's free class of a clinic, how to become a rifleman, for women and for teenagers till 21, and also for all the people in active duty. Please come. I will post the information on MojaveMinuteMen.com, because this is not the way we're going to somehow prepare for what's coming. We need to know the information, but also we need to know the skills that our founder's father had.
And pray people, pray for the best, but hope for the best and prepare for the worst.
Exactly.
Exactly. And just what for me, it's just like Lucas said, I'm going to do Appleseed. You know, we're aware. We open our mouths. We ask questions. We're not afraid. We learn to shoot. We don't shut up. We're learning everything we can. We're spreading the word. And if the New World Order thinks that they're going to be able to take us over without a fight, I think they miscalculated that there's too many people just like us from coast to coast. They're going to have a big, fat fight on their hands if they want to.
Well, they're going to stage events, though. They're going to kill their own troops and blame it on us. They're going to bomb federal buildings and blame it on us. We're going into a very dark time. But remember, we know they did it, just like Hitler with Gleiwitz and Reichstag. We know they're staging the events. We know they've released the flu. We know they're staging all of this. This is only another big drill, in my opinion. God bless you. We'll continue to check in with you as things develop. Take care of yourselves.
We love you, Alex.
We love you, Alex.
We love you taking action as well. And, folks, go to city councils. Go to county commissioners. I remember in 1999, the SWAT team came in and threatened me at a county commissioners meeting not to speak. It was on video, on TV. I said, I'm going to speak. Then after the SWAT team commander, it was in the same county commissioner building, asked me, was actually across the street. He said, please come to my office. And he said, look, I'm a Vietnam vet. There's not going to be troops in Austin. There's no martial law coming. He said, I would never allow that. Lieutenant Beck, they later got mad at him and ran him out because he said things like this. And I said, listen to me. They're paying off police chiefs. And I gave him videos of it. Police chiefs I interviewed, they tried to pay off. San Antonio police chief. And I said, Delta Force will visit you. They're visiting all the major cities now. Austin was about 700,000 people then. I said, they're going to come to you soon. He laughed at me. A couple months later, he calls up and says, can you come to my office? He goes, here's Delta Force's card. He said, everything you said is true. Tell me more. And then he said, how do you know all this being so young? So I was like 24 or something. I don't remember how old I was. Yeah, about 24, 25. I looked really young, and he said, who are you with? Are you with the government? Is this a thing in the government fighting each other? And I said, no, I'm with the American people. I mean, they just can't believe that citizens would be involved and informed in running counterintelligence against this global corporate takeover. Look, somebody's got to do it. I never claim to have all the answers or be the best at this. We're just a ragtag group going toe-to-toe with the New World Order and their psyops. But if you just start understanding, everything they say is the opposite. Everything they say is a lie or a distortion. I've got mainstream news we're going to cover with Dr. Monteith admitting that they chose a plastic of thousands of plastic formulas for worldwide adoption in the 60s that sterilizes the men. The White House science czar admits they're putting the stuff in the water that they want. I mean, folks, the military and the police, I'm not your enemy. I don't have some macho head up thing of fantasy of having war with you. I hate what you do, though. I hate your ignorance. I hate your denial. I just wish you'd research. This is important. This is real. Let's go to Dr. Stan Monteith. He's led a delegation of physicians from Santa Cruz County to the House of Delegates of California Medical Association for 10 years. He's led the battle within organized medicine in California to address AIDS epidemic. This is an old bio. And he's a talk show host on Genesis, written a bunch of best-selling books, made videos, made films. He's a medical doctor, been doing this for over 40 years, fighting the New World Order, an expert on the eugenics, an expert on AIDS being engineered, and an expert on what's happening with this flu. For the balance of the hour, Dr. Stan Monteith joins us. Doctor, it's good to have you on with us.
It's great to be with you, Alex. And this is an exciting time because, you know, I'm getting all sorts of emails from people in the healthcare industry who are saying, look, they're threatening to take away my job. They're threatening to take away my pension if I won't take this vaccine. And I say, do not take it. Just tell them you're going to sue them. Get the other people.
Dr. Monteith? All right, we just lost his phone line. Yes, they've denied the last month that they're ordering people to take shots and it's forced. Now they're having to admit it slowly. But again, they deny it to the last minute so we can't build opposition. If an army's about to attack you, they want to sneak up. They don't want you to know they're coming. And this is what they're doing. And while we're getting Dr. Monteith back on the line, MAAC organizes Pittsburgh security for G20. It says the FBI and Secret Service are running it along with the Army. Now, we saw this in 99 in Seattle. When I knew the Army was running this 2 weeks before, I said they're going to stage riots. And then it came out, the police had to admit later, 50 anarchists were flown in, funded by a big foundation. This is all in my film, Police State 2, The Takeover, that we released in 2000. If you want to see the documentation. And they flew them in. And they had them attack police before the news cameras to then set the pretext to attack everybody. Delta Force ran that as well. That was in the Seattle Post-Intelligencer, Seattle Times. It was in all three of the papers in Seattle. Seattle Times, Post-Intelligencer, and the other one. That's all in Police State 2. The takeover. This is the takeover. And they know incremental is hard to beat. It's like a frog in cold water. He won't jump out. You turn it up slowly, he'll boil to death. You throw him in hot water, he'll jump out. That old analogy. And the troops are brainwashed. The police are brainwashed. The public's brainwashed. And I told you over a decade ago, the big takeover would come when they fully bankrupted the economy. Dr. Monteith, we lost you there, and your phone's real low. Can you speak up?
Okay, how is that? Is that good?
Good. Start over. You're saying an exciting time to be alive.
Well, it certainly is. But, you know, really with this whole thing on the swine flu, everybody or most people have missed this article that appeared in the New York Times on the 12th of September, and they quote a number of leading epidemiologists who have said that, you know, they got a great vaccine, but the problem is the epidemic's going to be over. It's going to be peaked out before the vaccine's available in the middle of next month. And that really is true. In fact, I emailed or just talked to Mr. Hartman, and hopefully he'll have those figures off the CDC webpage that you can see that it's already peaked. It is its highest level. They call it widespread level 5. In almost 20 states as of about 2 weeks ago, it's already peaked and declining. The incidence of the new infections in California, this disease is so mild that most people who get it don't even know they've been ill. And what they've done is a bait and switch on the vaccine. The article that they utilized to demonstrate that the vaccine effect was effective was published in the New England Journal of Medicine on the 10th of September. It's called A Trial of Influenza, AH1N1 2009 Monovalent Adjuvanted Vaccine. In other words, they used an adjuvanted vaccine in Australia to prove that the vaccine works, but they're not going to give an adjuvanted vaccine in the United States, at least. They're afraid to because they know there's so much opposition to it, and because it's not licensed in the United States. So they used one vaccine and said, gee, look how great it works. And then, of course, they're going to use a different vaccine in the United States.
Well, Doctor, I want to walk through all this with you, but also from your years of researching this eugenics order of darkness, brotherhood of darkness, as your book title states it, what do you think the master plan here is? This is a giant drill for federalization and nation states to go under UN level 6 control, or could this be something bigger?
It may be a trial. It may be an effort to make $40 billion for the pharmaceutical industry. Certainly, they're going to do tremendous damage to a large segment of our population because the CDC is mandating that this vaccine, or at least suggesting the vaccine, be given to every pregnant woman. Whereas if you read the material from the manufacturers of the vaccine here in the United States and throughout the world, they say, don't give it to pregnant women. The CDC is saying it ought to be given to all children starting at 2 years of age. The manufacturers are saying don't give it to children less than 4 years of age. They get into all sorts of problems with it. And they don't want to give us one shot of the vaccine. They want to give two shots of the swine flu vaccine and two shots of the influenza vaccine. The seasonal regular.
Well, stay there. You're a medical doctor, an expert on eugenics. I want to get into their larger master plan as well and take phone calls. Dr. Stan Monteith of Radio Liberty, his ministry, joins us today. We'll be right back.
For thousands of years, Native American healing has been practiced in North America. The Native Americans discovered an astonishing healing plant called Siaga. This pesticide-free, wild-crafted, all-natural wonder is handpicked by a medicine man and effectively combined with other all-natural and sacred ingredients into a product called Defense. These key ingredients not only supply powerful immune system building blocks defending your body against natural and man-made viruses, but they also assist your body in healing itself from life-threatening conditions. HealForGood.com's defense capsules are Native American practitioners' remedy. Start now with a 100% money-back guarantee. Mention this ad and receive $5 off your first three-month supply of defense capsules. Call 1-877-HEAL-4-GOOD. 1-877-HEAL, the number 4-GOOD. Good. That's 877-432-5446. Or order online at healforgood.com. That's healforgood.com.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com. The new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Medical doctor, Dr. Stan Monteef, joins us for the rest of the hour. We're going to take some of your phone calls on the swine flu, your questions, your comments. When we open the phones up, Doctor, unlimited amounts, as many as we can take, nurses and husbands and wives of nurses being ordered to take another fired. Nurses who've been fired. We're going to have a lady on today, but she kind of chickened out. I don't blame her. But we have the letters with her being threatened. It's in the news. They're now being fired. But there's not even a law. They're using regulations, and Obama's lying, saying they're not trying to make this mandatory. Open discussions on CNN and Fox about using the military to forcibly inoculate us. But you gave us the CDC, Center for Disease Control, map. We'll put that up on screen. They admit it's supposed to peak middle of next month. It's basically already peaked. It doesn't even go up much. This is a very mild flu, as you said. So why do they want us to take this vaccine so bad?
contains mercury, and mercury is toxic. It destroys the fertility. It controls, destroys the mind, destroys the endocrine system. There is no safe dose of mercury, and yet they're going to give it. They want everybody to take a swine flu shot with a full dose of mercury, a regular flu shot with the regular dose of mercury. They want every pregnant woman to take these shots. They want to give two shots of swine flu and two shots of the regular influenza vaccine to every child less than 10 years of age.
Is this not precedent setting where they're ordering medical workers to take the standard flu shot?
Oh, it absolutely is. Well, I don't know about the standard flu shot. They've always recommended that.
No, no, they're ordering that. I've got the letters. I've got the letters from major hospital chains. They are firing people that don't take it.
Well, basically, of course, this is going to produce terrible damage, first of all, because it does contain the mercury. A lot of people never have gotten the flu until they take a flu shot. They've been recommending for years that medical personnel take the seasonal flu. Now, that's not the H1N1. It's the seasonal, and most people won't take it because they know it makes them sick and it doesn't do any good. The vast majority of doctors in this country do not believe in the influenza.
And that's in national polls. And everybody mouth-to-mouth, person-to-person, knows that I took the flu shot and almost died. I mean, my mother, that happened to her. Everybody I know has their horrible flu shot story.
And, of course, this promotes Guillain-Barré disease. It produces all sorts of medical problems. And they said they have been trying to sell it to the American people, and yet so many people have been crippled or had permanent damage to their immunity. You have to understand that the whole idea of vaccines is to stimulate the immune system. And this is one reason why we have so much autoimmune disease in America. We're talking about rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, Sjogren's disease, certain types of thyroiditis, chronic bowel symptoms. It's because they've overstimulated the immune.
Eczema.
Absolutely. And then, of course, what you have to understand, we could start with simply an alphabetical approach to this. A, that you get asthma, and you get allergies, and you get autoimmune disease. Do you realize that in the United States today, 1 in 9 children has asthma? You don't see this in the Amish children, because they aren't required to take the vaccines, or they just refuse to take the vaccine. There's been an explosion of autoimmune disease. There's an explosion of eczema and asthma, as you point out. And then, of course, the mercury in the vaccine attacks the brain. And this is why today in the United States, 1 in 6 children, according to the CDC, their own figures, 1 in 6 children has either a learning disability or a neurodevelopmental abnormality. 1 in 6 American children. You don't see this in children who don't take the vaccines. They're destroying the minds and lives of our children.
Which is what the top eugenicists like H.G. Wells and Bertrand Russell and John P. Holdren said they would do.
Absolutely. In fact, if you read, and we have the book, people can get it. It's called The Impact of Science on Society, written by Bertrand Russell. And he comments there by diet, injections, and injunctions, we will so alter the mind of the child that they will not be able to differ from the things that they were taught by the schoolmaster. By diet, injections, and injunctions. What are they going to put in the diet? Why they put aspartame in the diet that has an impact on the mind, but we could talk for hours on that, produces cancer. But then they put the mercury that they're giving our kids in the injections, they know that this destroys the mind. You realize that today in America, we have 5 million people with dementia and Alzheimer's disease. In all of China, with 4 times our population, they've only got a little over 5.5 million people.
Why and it gets worse than that. Kids? Stay there, Dr. Long segment coming up. It gets worse than that. Our diabetes level, everything. We're going to talk about that with medical doctor Dr. Stan Monteith on the other side. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging.
Yeah,
fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. You said one love, one life.
Mike, Chris, Susan, Dan,
it's one
Mark.
Need.
Dan's calling from the Philippines. We're going to go to your calls with Dr. Monteith here in a few minutes. We're going to have him back up next week if he can do it to get more into eugenics with us.
It leaves you, baby, if you don't care.
Doctor, separately from the whole flu situation, I mean, you mentioned Alzheimer's. They now have this early onset of it when you're 35, 40 years old.
Sure.
You mentioned that we have more brain disorders than people in China, more Alzheimer's. I mean, they're killing us. We know it's designed. They stated they would do it. They write giant textbooks on it, like Eco Science bragging about it. And how do we defeat this? They control the main churches. They control the corporations. They don't just want a world government. That's the means to the end. As John P. Holder in White House Science Czar says, as he states, a planetary government, a planetary regime. Dr. Pianca says it. Peter Singer says it. They all say it. Ehrlich says it. George Bush Sr.'s advisor. That they're going to have a world government to carry out our orderly extermination, testing soft kill weapons. As we die, they train us it's normal. They pose as the saviors. They have marches and marathons to fund research, which is actually funding how to kill us. You're a medical doctor who discovered this decades ago. It appears all the evidence shows they're expanding their eugenics operations to more of a hot kill, fast kill now. And the Reuters has got a big article out saying, oh, there'll be millions of deaths this year. People will think they take the shot and die. But no, there'll be no adverse reactions. It's impossible. They're telling doctors if someone dies after they take it or becomes paralyzed, the shot didn't do it. It appears they're preemptively studying how to roll this out successfully, just like Gardasil and kill and maim us and sterilize us and then get away with it.
Well, I think that probably the vaccine that they're going to give in Europe will be more dangerous than the one that they're going to give here, because the one they're going to use in Europe is a squalene one that was licensed to give to people over 65. They're going to give it to the whole population. And then, of course, there was an article in Global Research, which is usually very, 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 very reliable. And they're talking about the nanoparticles that they put in there to so-called turbocharge the European vaccine. Now, I just hope and pray that they haven't stuck it into our vaccine, because you can't trust them. You don't know what's going to be in the vaccine.
Well, we've had medical workers at the vaccine companies call in, and I've seen reports that, no, there's different versions, but, no, they have the interleukin or whatever it's called, Dr. Horowitz on yesterday. They're saying that it is in the vaccines, or at least some of them.
It may very well be, but see, we can't trust them, because they have put things into the vaccines in the past, or they will say, well, we didn't know it was there. Well, they can say that, but when they did know it was there, they continue to distribute it, and I'm talking about specifically the polio vaccine, the original polio vaccine.
SV40.
And what they found out is how to
design. And German news is reporting that they're growing it again in the same monkeys that have the SV40 for the virus stock in the European vaccines.
Well, God help those people over there, supposedly. And all we know is what they tell us, Alex. Supposedly, the American vaccine is going to be grown in the yolk of eggs. But then we get the chicken viruses. That's the frightening thing about this. And they've introduced so many viruses from so many animals. God gave us an immune system that allows us to fight off animal viruses. They can't get into our bodies unless you inject them with a needle.
Well, what about how for 5 years the FDA approved, it's now in wide use, not just irradiation of the meat, but they're now spraying in Latin, I can't pronounce it, that means bacteria-eating virus. They grow it in giant vaccine tanks with other viruses and RNA and are now spraying it on most meats we get at the store.
Well, I'm very concerned that much of what they're doing to our food supply, it will lead to terrible problems. Certainly, we know that the genetically modified corn that they, they have introduced across America, and of course, it is contaminating our entire corn supply here. And chickens are a lot smarter than people. Chickens won't eat it. We know that it actually causes infertility in pigs. We know that studies have been done in Russia that shows it causes the genetically modified corn actually creates infertility in animals in Russia, and the people wanted to get the information out and were told you can't disseminate the information. And it's all about population control. We know that the Rockefeller Foundation and Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and Monsanto and a similar very large genetic modification company over in Switzerland are spending hundreds of millions of dollars to store seeds in vast vault up above the Arctic Circle on a little island there. And nobody's asked, why are they storing all these seeds for corn and for wheat and for all the other vegetables and things, in these vaults where they'll be permanently frozen? And it should be very obvious. All of these people are dedicated to population control, and they want the seeds for when they start all over again.
They've stated this. In fact, the MI 6 officer, he was OSS, who wrote the James Bond novels that were made into movies. He wrote Moonraker. And in that, the global elite and this head banker want to kill everybody on Earth. They, the eugenics pure, go to a space station. While they kill everybody on Earth, they're going to come back. But in the real government documents, they're not going to space. They've got the underground bases. And I saw a Reuters article 2 weeks ago. In fact, we can pull that up. UN chief or UN head visits Seed Vault. And it's this photo of the big armored mountain and the troops guarding the Ark. And then you read the transhumanists. They admit, which are the eugenicists, that they do plan to kill us. And they're putting in the police state grid to then carry out the medical mayhem and murder. And I want the troops and military to know something. I know this is probably going to go ahead and go to fruition. Just know you're going to be judged at your own hand. The masters you've served for are going to murder you and your family as well. Go ahead and laugh. Just remember, as you're dying with your family years from now, you asked for it, you were warned, you wanted to be part of it. Dr. Monteith?
Men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And the people within the military who are carrying out the orders of our leaders who have killed, and I don't know if you've read the article by the shoe thrower, of the man, of course, who threw the shoes at George Bush. He talked about the million Iraqis who were killed. He talked about the million widows there. He talked about the 5 million orphans in Iraq today. He talked about the suffering there, the people, how they've turned the Arabs against one another. One time, the Sunnis, the Shias, the Christians got along well together. But since the Americans came in, the Christians have been driven out. And, of course, everybody is everybody else's throat. And we are sending in Asian provocateurs to commit acts of terrorism to maintain this division. But this is all because the American people haven't had the courage to stand up. Oh, they voted for Barack Obama, who is, of course, expanding the war in Afghanistan today because he is a servant of the elite. And we're talking about the Trilateral Commission, as you do as well, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, this financial elite led by David Rockefeller, who has a different worldview. Because he worships a different God. And until people understand that there is a powerful spiritual force, a Luciferian force behind everything going on today, and they really hate humanity, and that's why they're storing the seeds. So they will have them there.
Well, when there are videos of Maurice Strong, as you know, saying we're going to destroy the entire industrial base through the world government. I mean, they're doing it now. Doctor, I remember when I was first on your show back in 99, when I was out there covering Operation Urban Warrior in Oakland with the Marines trying to confiscate our guns on video, look how much has happened now. Everywhere they've got troops on the streets. I mean, the reports, it's just intensifying incrementally.
Well, but on the other hand, you know, more and more Americans are beginning to know what's going on. I think that the other side is frightened. I think they're going to start moving very, very rapidly. I think that this march that we had in Washington, D.C., I think it was the 12th of September, and it's probably between a million and a half people were there. I think that this really has them disturbed because this was an amazing thing. In fact, there would have been a lot more people there if they hadn't turned back the buses and the cars and people trying to come and join in that demonstration. You are waking up an awful lot of people, you and Sydney, a few of the others who have.
Yeah, but the problem is they then put the operative Glenn Beck in there to lead them. We wake the people up, and then we turn them over to Glenn Beck.
Well, he's as phony as a $3 bill. He would not. Everybody has to understand that Glenn Beck would not be on national television if he was telling the truth. So, basically, he's going to say some things that are absolutely right and you agree with, but that's the old bait and switch technique. He gets in there, he gets your confidence, and then he gives you a lot of information that is frankly not true. And that's why I think people, you know, look to you for leadership. They look to you for reliable information. I appreciate so much you're getting that information out, and you must be ruffling a lot of feathers because you're getting so much opposition. People are saying you've got to get that guy off the air. They're saying that locally here in Santa Cruz. And of course, hopefully our station manager is going to have the courage to keep you on. But so people are beginning to wake up. I've been at this for 47 more people upset now, and especially when they're threatening our health care workers being fired. And let me say that the health care workers who are there, just tell them, if you fire me, and I'm going to sue you, and I will tell any of them, I'll come back and testify you. First of all, this is, you do not need to take the shot, because by the time they have the vaccine for the H1N1 influenza virus, why, the epidemic is going to be just about over. It's already peaking out as we speak today. But they've got 195 million doses of the vaccine. What are they going to do with it? They've got to give it to the people. That's why they want to double up on the amount of mercury they're going to give to our children. Every child less than 10 years of age, they want to give them not one but two swine flu shots.
Doctor, absolutely. And the key point you make here from the CDC's own website is it's now going to be peaking in the next couple of weeks. Why then, for something incredibly mild, are they doing this? They're just fear-mongering this event to be able to expand their control. But going back to radio stations, plug the local station I'm on.
It's Comey, K-O-M-Y, here in the Monterey Bay area. And they're doing a great job of getting your information out. And I hear, but very, very few people object to it. Most people really appreciate what you're saying. And I know
I know that MZ, the owner of those stations, has had me on two different ones.
Right.
And I know it's been very popular, but he has said there are people viciously, a minority, saying, get me off. I want to explain something to those people. 10 years ago, or about 9 years ago, I was offered a national radio slot. I was told I would be the next Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck wasn't on the scene yet. They said, we need a young Rush Limbaugh, no more New World Order, no more Federal Reserve. You reach out and grab people on the radio. And of course, as a journalist, you know, they said, this is a private meeting. You're not going to discuss this, non-disclosure, but this is the offer. And then I had some other offers along the road. And if I wanted to be on 500, 600 radio stations and be making $50 million a year like Glenn Beck or Rush Limbaugh, I could have done it. The money means nothing. When you know they're putting cancer viruses in vaccines, when you know they've designed the plastics to leach estrogen mimickers on record, that's BBC Today, to sterilize you, when you know you have no future, why would I take $50 million and go live in a mansion and sit there and lie to people all day? The truth is what matters. We have no future. This is a cold-blooded killing machine. This isn't just some boss hog offering me $50 million to hang out with him and Roscoe Pico train. There's no survival. This is making a deal with the devil. You know, Daryl Rundis, a friend of mine, Dr. Monteith, always gives the analogy of, for selling out, if I offered you $1,000 for your eyes, would you take it, Dr. Monteith?
Absolutely not.
What if I offered you? What if I offered you $1 million or $1 billion?
Nothing, because freedom is the most important thing we have.
Exactly. So, I mean, to finish the statement, your eyes are just a window to the soul. How much money would I take for my soul? So, folks, you don't hurt me when you get me taken off the air. You hurt yourselves. I've told you the truth. It hurts me at a level of wanting to reach new people to warn them, for all those women listening who can go Google Gardasil deaths and find out how many people it's killing so they don't kill their daughter or maim them. So when you try to take me off the air, it is on you murdering those young girls. And if you want that on your soul, my God, just be forewarned. So I want to make that clear, that there's nothing I'd like better, Dr. Monteith, than to quit this show and stop doing this. This is a burden. And so people that think they get me by attacking me or lying about me or doing that, and they attack the station owners that have courage to put me on, you folks don't even know where I'm coming from. And so I just feel sorry for you. Dr. Monteith, go ahead.
Well, I admire what you do, Alex. You do it so well. You do it better than anybody else I know, because you speak with this intensity. People have to understand, as Alex said, first of all, the H1N1 infection, swine flu, is a very mild disease. In fact, in the initial study that they did over in Australia, where they actually, this is the study published in New England Journal of Medicine on the 10th of September, and this is the vaccine trial that they're using to justify using the vaccine in the United States. Only they tested an entirely different vaccine in Australia, the one that was had the adjuvant in it, the to see if they had antibodies to the infection, to the swine flu infection. Because at first they wanted, you know, they figured probably one or two of them would have. They found that 14% of one group already been infected, and 39% of another group had already been infected. In other words, they were already immune to the disease, and if they all they could accomplish by giving them, you know, the vaccine was going to boost their immunity to the disease they were already immune to. Most of the people in the United States have had this disease already, but they can't let them know they got 195 million doses of the vaccine.
Stay there. Got a break.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dried guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dried guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dried guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dried guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Way up north,
to Alaska.
Way up north,
north to Alaska.
We're going to talk to Mike in Mass, Chris in Maryland, Dan in the Philippines. We'll go to Dan here in just a moment for the next two segments, and I'm going to get into a host of other issues in the next hour. What Dr. Monteith keeps trying to point out here while I'm interrupting is there's so many facets that are popping into my mind here. Is what I've already read in the mainstream news, it's admitted that upwards of 30% of people where they test for the antibodies already have it in many nations. It's very mild. So what is this all about? Well, they if they want to have a scare, they have to monger for months. And so clearly this is a way to just sell vaccines, set the precedent to make people take them, and get everybody into this medicalized tyranny. Dr. Monteith.
Well, I've never seen in all the 47 years I've been at this, such a dramatic, coordinated campaign by every means of communication to convince us we've got to take this H1N1 vaccine. So obviously for anybody out there in the listening audience, you can realize the control they have. They control literally almost almost every major media outlet in the United States. I mean, why would they be talking about this? This is such a mild disease that, as Alex says, most people don't even know they've had the disease. In the study, which they used to justify giving the vaccine, in one group, 39% didn't even know they had the illness, and yet they already had antibodies to it and were immune to it. And certainly by the time they get around to giving the vaccine, the majority of people will have had the illness, and it's not going to be a problem. So obviously there's another agenda.
It's a giant hoax, and that other agenda is clearly eugenics. And you have the internal CDC report admitting it's going to cause and has caused in the past similar vaccines, neurological disorders. Let's talk to Dan in the Philippines. You're on the air with Dr. Stan Monteith. Go ahead.
Hello, hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. Hello. Just wanted to call the audience know about a new, or not new, it's a tool on the internet to, you know, when they talk to their friends, you know, if everyone says they're connected, they say, how? You know, there's some things out there called nndb.com, like no name database or however you want to say it, nndb.com and mucketey.com, mucketey.com. And they provide a vast resource of how everyone is connected. I only can hear, you know, previous days of your shows because I get it from when it's the day after, but when I was hearing about Partnership for New York, it's the most diabolical partnership I've ever seen. You know, Rockefeller, Carbis, crazy people connected in there. You can see visually.
Yeah, for folks that don't know, Dr. Horowitz has filed an affidavit with the FBI showing a criminal racketeering conspiracy with the Partnership for New York and the Rockefellers behind this whole inoculation hoax. I appreciate your call. Dr. Monteith, the Rockefellers, I mean, eugenics, every time we turn over some evil rock, the Rockefellers are under it.
They certainly are. And first, they've been at it for, you know, better part of a century. And it goes all the way back, first to old John D. and then his son. And these people, you know, at the beginning of the 20th century, in the early 1900s, were already funding the laboratory at Cold Harbor, which was busy creating new diseases at that time. They always have wanted to eliminate the majority of the people in the world. And, of course, basically all one has to do is read the scriptures and find out, you know, the rider of the pale horse is going to kill a quarter of the population of the world. I have the writings of Barbara Marx Hubbard, who is deeply involved in Luciferianism, who wrote a book called The Revelation, the Book of Co-Creation. She didn't write it. It was channeled to her by a demonic spirit, which she said, we're going to kill a quarter of the population of the world, but that is not your job. That is ours, my dear, because we are the riders of pale horse death.
And then they have the Earth First Battalion in the military. They've got a whitewash coming out, Men Who Stare at Goats, with George Clooney about it. We'll be right back in 1 minute with more calls. Dr. Stan Monteith, I'm Alex Jones.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.